Over the past several months, some pretty big pigs have started popping up in the area, mostly in Fayetteville. There is even one inside the Fayetteville Public Library. These pigs are part of an ambitious project to help raise awareness and money for Ozark literacy and for local artists. Thursday night, some of the giant hogs will be auctioned off at the town center on the Fayetteville Square. Recently, Wendy Poole, the executive director of Ozark Literacy, and Tracy Beckers from the organization's board of directors came to our studio to explain how the whole pig exhibition program has worked.
If you bought at a certain level, we had top hog sponsors. If they bought at a certain level, they got to keep their pig. And then any nonprofit that bought a pig or we helped them buy a pig, we let them keep their pig. So 11 of the pigs actually are the ones that are going back. And we have it on a poster, and you can see it on our website, all the different pigs that are going back. So not only did the sponsor buy a pig with their first amount of money, but that now it's going to be re-auctioned off. They've had it on display all this time, and now it gets to, you know, be recycled, if you will, and somebody else will get to take it home.
I know there are some people who are already talking about they don't know. And like you said, you can see on the poster, I'm sure perhaps on the website, which ones will be up for auction. There's some people asking, like, say the one that's across the street from where we are right now in the library. Is that one going to be available, or is that one spoken for?
That one is When Pigs Fly.
When Pigs Fly.
And Ronnie Sparkman was the artist, and that is Tyson Foods. And no, it's not going to be up for auction. I don't know how long it will be at the library, but Tyson Foods and Fayetteville Public Library will negotiate that.
This, of course, was Ozark Literacy, its own nonprofit. This was a way to help fund Ozark Literacy.
We wanted to raise awareness, really, about literacy and about our school. We have about 300 students, and we teach literacy or reading, or if you want to English speakers or immigrants. So we're out there trying to raise the message that in Arkansas, that one out of five people read below a fifth grade level. But in Northwest Arkansas, we have it a little bit better. One out of 11 are considered illiterate. So we think it's a great message, but we wanted to team up with the artists in the community. So all together, and we paid the artists, so they didn't just volunteer their time, although they probably think that by now, because what we give them as a stipend is not as much as they would want, probably because they spend a lot of time or they live with this pig. But so we say that Piggies Go to Market, the culmination of the whole pig exhibition, a community art project, it is a celebration of our community's support and passion for the arts and education. So we just did a big project, but we wanted to raise awareness about literacy, and we also wanted to show off Fayetteville and the beauty of all of our local artists and industry.
Now, it's been a year since you rolled them out. This has been more than a year in the making. If you knew then what you know now, what would have, because this was
wow, that's a loaded question.
This is an ambitious project, because you had to have 25, and these are not small pigs.
Oh, they're 175 pounds.
Yeah, and you were hauling them places. You had to get them to the artists. The artists had to get done. You had to get them in front of the places where the sponsors wanted them.
And then we have to haul them back.
And they had to be clear coated.
Yes.
So there was another step in between that.
And then we have to repair them. Well, what I would do differently is one thing. I would hire five people.
Oh.
Wouldn't you?
Yes.
And, you know, hopefully have the money to pay for that.
But this was, I mean, there were some things then in the course of this event that were kind of surprises or?
Oh, huge. Because Tracy brought the idea to me a long, long time ago. And when we finally decided to present it to the board, we had to do all this research on, well, how are we going to do this in Fayetteville? Because it's patterned after Chicago cows.
Right.
And everybody does this all over America. There are all kinds of these parades. So we did the research, and we had to make it special to Fayetteville. So, yeah, we learned a lot. And here's a good thing. This will make all the artists in Fayetteville really, really happy. We, as Ozark Literacy, raised money. Yeah, we've raised over $100,000 so far. But we've given back to the art community $55,000.
Wow.
So we weren't being selfish, and we felt really proud that we kept it absolutely local. our Mike Davis was the original sculptor, and then Glenn Samuels in Hinesville actually did all the fiberglass. So a lot of these projects are not local, and they go outside of the state and the region to do it. And so that's what makes ours so very special, I think, is that it's all local. All the money stayed here.
A couple of practical questions for people who are looking to buy a pig. One, are you responsible for taking the pig away?
Yes. You mean that night?
Yes.
Yes. Well, we probably would give them a day.
Okay.
And because the city loves this project and they have embraced us. And the city has given us all kinds of permissions to leave our pigs certain places for temporary times. So, yeah, we want them to come and get it that night with their pickup. That's all they need is a pickup and some ties. But and we'll help load them up and stuff.
Because, you know, sometimes you go to a fundraiser and you don't realize you're going to buy something.
That's right.
And you walk away with it. But this isn't, you know, a gift certificate for a massage. This
is, right.
This is
right.
A good thing. You're going to have to.
Yeah, they have to pick it up the next
There's
day.
There's some logistics to it.
Yes.
Okay, so you have a bit of a window. Then, what do you think people will do with them?
I think people will put them in their garden.
I had a pig on my front porch for about a month. And it just looked so cute out there. I could really see it a little more into the garden itself. But, you know, once you have it planted among your bushes and trees, and it's adorable, and it really has a great pop to it. The designs of the pigs, all 11 of them, are just absolutely beautiful.
Tracy Beckers is on the board of directors for Ozark Literacy. Wendy Poole is the executive director of the agency. The finale of the Pigsibition Project, titled Piggies Go to Market, is Thursday night at the Fayetteville Town Center, beginning at 6. For more information, pigsibition.org.